Richard DiGiacomo's art is defined, at least in part, by his choice of materials. He works in metals, shaping aluminum panels, mixing in various colors, and using the shimmer of their reflective surfaces to create a texture that can look like the surface of the ocean, constantly changing in the light. His work is on display in Paia, Maui, and he's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good. What was the attraction of working with the aluminum panels you're working with now?
My attraction?
Yeah.
Well, it's you can get into past 3D with it, and it's just amazing. I dream about it. My mind's like a kaleidoscope. The more you grind on it, the more illusion you can create in different levels, kind of like a hologram effect, 3D, to where I do a lot of waves and ocean waves in the barrels, and the foam looks like it's actually moving and has a hologram effect and various colors that are fused in there. A lot of people think they're glass.
I was reminded of the qualities of the ocean surface itself in what you've done with the aluminum.
Not understanding you there.
The same. Well, it seems to have the same kind of iridescence that the surface of the ocean.
Exactly. Yeah. And aluminum, when you get it, when I get the sheets, they're shiny. And when you sand aluminum, if you were to put it under a microscope, every color of the rainbow, it's prism in aluminum. So there's red, yellows, blues. So that has a lot of the effect, especially if I do a monochromatic. And it's on the wall, and a sunset from Maui would hit it. It just lights it up and brings all the colors out. It's like just fabulous.
I would think that one of the attractions, Richard, would be that your finished product isn't fixed. It changes with the light surface on it. Yeah,
exactly. It's always changing, and that's the beauty of it. Where it's phenomenally always changing, so it's not just like a regular piece of art.
How do you get the color in it, Richard?
I use an airbrush and with candy apple paint, with automotive paints. I just started hand painting a few. I only have a few out there that are hand painted. And I use acrylics for that, water-based. Takes more time. And then just getting into acid etching with colored acids to burn the metal and fuse different colors in there with various colors of acid.
How does that work? How do you apply the acid to the surface?
Very carefully with an eyedropper and a brush, and then you can use dry ice to manipulate it.
What does the dry ice do, Richard?
It'll fog it up and make it crystally looking. It even adds more effect.
It sounds as if you're still discovering new techniques even after doing this for a lot of years. Are you?
All the time. It's quantum leaps every week with this. It's just a phenomenal product.
Was there much precedent for this, the work that you're doing? Were there other artists whose work kind of inspired you with their use of this particular material?
Yeah, there's a few, especially Andreas Nadibaum up in Makawa. He's the king. I mean, he's great. Haven't figured him out yet, but and a lot of other guys in Lahaina. But pretty much, once you get into this, you just take off into a different venue. You just start creating, and this all kind of thing happens. And most of it I found by accident, especially this 3D look in the foam, which nobody else has, which I found by accident, of course.
Has your career as an artist had a lot of these happy accidents in it?
Oh, sure. That's how it all happens.
But you also have that kind of thing of not knowing entirely what your finished product is going to look like, right?
Right. Generally, you do. But if you get into playing around, you create something and you don't remember how you did it because there's so many levels of it. It's almost like you get into physics with it.
Well, that's that. We talked a little bit earlier in the show about kind of a fusion of art and science in architecture. But in fine art, there's a lot of that too. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, given that, Richard, and sort of your ongoing fascination with these materials, is metal where you're going in your future as an artist?
Yeah, I see that, you know, metal could be temporary, abstract temporary, but I really don't see that, especially on Maui. I'm keeping my prices very affordable. The tourists love them. The local surfers love them. So I know I got something that's, that really is it's a good seller, and I think it'll last because a lot of contemporary stuff does, and it's fatty and it's trendy. But I think this will really last.
Part of it, for you as an artist, you have to be sort of accepting of a little bit of a surprise in how that finished product come out, yeah?
It depends how far. Once you find a certain standard, I stick with it. I try to keep it simple, but then there's so many alternatives and so many variables that you can add to it without getting way out there, so you know what you're going to get. Unless I do one that's I play around with, and it's just a one of a kind, and you don't know how you did it when you're done. And those are extreme. Those are good ones, but those are once in a while.
Well, it sounds very rewarding, Richard, and thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
Okay, thank you for having me.
You bet.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Richard DiGiacomo is an artist who works in metal, and his work is on display at the Maui Hands Gallery. You can learn more about him at hpr2.org.